Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the fall season edition of the Outdoor Podcast, proudly created by bowhunterplanet.com. This show is really cool because it does focus on outdoor activities and other things people like to do in the outdoors, including hunting, camping, fishing, and all the above. So make sure you guys tune in for this great season coming up in our fall 2024 podcast. The show today is brought to you in part by Easton Archery, Gas Bowstrings, Trophy Ridge, Moultrie Mobile, Vapor Trail, Burris Optics, The Bow Hitch, and caffeine provided by Deer Camp Coffee. Now, on to the show.
Welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. I'm Tim, this is Dave, and we are here tonight with one of our favorite guests, Jules McQueen. Jules, how are you?
I'm great, as always. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you. It's been a great year, you know, getting ready for the fall season coming up and the hunting season coming up. And I'm sure you are as well.
It's the best time of the year, you know. People don't ask questions if you don't answer your emails right away. Everyone knows we're out of cell service all the time, so yeah, I love it. This is what we live for.
It's funny because you mentioned that because I just emailed somebody in the industry about getting some arrows. And I'm like, hey, do you know if these are coming? I didn't hear anything. I thought, oh, he's probably not. Yeah, he's probably not around.
Yeah.
He's not.
It's totally acceptable. Like, what other industry is there anything like that where it's like, oh, I'm out of service for the next week. So too bad.
Yeah, I love that. It's a way to really disconnect or at least make the excuse because they don't know whether you actually have cell phone service or not.
Yeah.
You can just say you don't.
Maybe I'm at home and just saying I'm in the field. I don't know.
I love it. So what do you have for plans hunting-wise this season coming up?
It's going to be a really good season. I actually got my guide license in Arizona.
Awesome.
So yeah, there's that. I moved out. I don't know if I told you guys. I moved out to Arizona recently.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I was based in Michigan. You know, I moved there to take over Carbon, to build the team, to be there with the team. And that's all going so well, you know, like everyone can work remote if they want to. And most people were doing that. And yes, I had the opportunity to move out to Arizona and I jumped on it. It's awesome. I love it so much. So yeah. Yeah. So I actually got my guide license because, you know, I've been hunting out here for over a decade and I love this area. And my boyfriend is a houndsman. So you know, we have a lot of dogs and a little homestead out here with chickens. And so I'm going to be helping guide this year.
That's pretty amazing.
It's pretty cool.
That's a big difference, though.
That's a little bit of weather difference.
Yeah,
it's a dry. It is.
But we're over by Williams, so we're that higher elevation Arizona. Okay. So you get those nice cool summers and the monsoon season, and the winters aren't bad. The hunting's excellent. So yeah, it's just wonderful. I mean, Michigan was great. Don't get me wrong. I loved it there too. What's that?
Often are you coming back to Michigan for work?
Yeah, I'll still be coming back to meet with the team, you know, maybe once a month, if that. Just kind of depending on what's going on. But we're running into fall season. So not only am I, you know, working here with Brandon, but I have a few hunts planned for myself too. So I have an elk hunt coming up in Utah. That's going to be really cool. I'm actually going with Folds of Honor. I'm so excited. I love those guys. They auctioned off a hunt at R&K during Hunt Expo. And so Jana Waller and I will both be in camp elk hunting with the person who bought the raffle item to benefit Folds and MDF and SFW. And then I'll be in Texas after that, attending a hunt and helping to produce a film around it. And then back here to Arizona to help guide some hunts.
Awesome. Folds of Honor has grown so much too.
Yeah.
It's a great organization.
Yeah, I remember.
It's incredible.
Yeah, you had referred us over to them gosh, probably four or 5 years back, ago. Yeah. It's been a while now. And yeah, it is a great program. I mean, the dollar for dollar way that they can give back. I mean, the amount that they give back per dollar is quite amazing with what they can do.
Yeah. It's really incredible. Yeah. And I'm from a military family. My parents met in the Army. So it's kind of close to my heart, you know, to help support people who are just doing good things and, you know, in that realm.
100%.
Yeah. So what's new at Carbon? What have you guys been working on over there?
Oh man, you know, what a fun company. I love Carbon. That's my whole life. I feel like when people ask me how I'm doing, I tell them how Carbon TV is doing. I'm at that point in my life where it's like, oh, Jules, how are you? Carbon's
great. It's your identity at this point.
It is. That's how I identify now. Yeah, it's great. We just wrapped up the Carbon Awards, which was super exciting. Such a fun thing, you know, thank goodness we have Autumn, you know, cause she heads all of it up. I really don't touch any of that. She and the rest of the team who are all brilliant, they handle it 100%. And this year was amazing. I think we had more votes than ever before on, you know, all of the categories. So we just announced those winners the other day. I'm actually mailing the trophies out. So I do a little handwritten note in each one and send them out to the winners. Yeah. And then just, you know, kind of more of the same, but bigger, I guess is a good way to put it. We're adding new shows. I think we've already added 50 or 60 new shows this year to the network. So it's always growing, always expanding. We're adding more podcasts, more short films, documentaries, you know, so not like, you know, historically it was a lot of episodic content, a lot of TV shows, and we still do a lot of that. But I love that we've branched out a little bit. So there's different types of content, you know, depending on what people are in the mood for.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense with the way that consumers are intaking that media nowadays, right? Like we see it for ourselves on our social media. Shorter is better at this point. I mean, that 10 to 30 second type of bit is what captures all the attention.
And it's not that long doesn't work. It has to be the right person, the right, like Joe Rogan, right? Like you would listen to a whole Joe Rogan episode, or like in my opinion, like things on YouTube, like scary stories. I like, you know, like they're like a whole episode though, you know, you don't want to miss one because they have all mini ones in it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And I'm noticing like a lot of producers have figured out that they can kind of repackage and repurpose a lot of their content. So it's that long form content. They can repurpose that into short form content, which is great. You know, it's like more bang for your buck. You know, if you've got this great story, you can compact it down into, you know, short form and then just kind of feed on that, which is really cool.
Yeah, and it hits that segment of the consumer group like us, right? Where we're busy all the time. I might only have 5 minutes to look at something, right? I don't have a full half hour to sit down and watch something.
Totally.
You know, it's totally worth the effort there for sure. So
if somebody sends me something like a link on my phone, if I open it and the time code is more than 7 minutes, I'm like, but am I gonna watch that? I don't know.
Yeah, like maybe I started, but it's got to grab me quick.
I'm going to scroll. I'm going to watch the first 30 seconds. I'm going to scroll through the middle to see if anything's really changed or anything surprising happens. And I'm going to.
Right. But that's the beauty of it. So that's like, so we're constantly watching that. So I can see if like what retention is on different devices. But now most people are watching on their TVs in their living room. So, you know, on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon. We're actually built into the software of a lot of the connected TVs. So if you just go buy a new TV at Walmart, Vizio, we're just already there. You don't have to download the app. That's cool. So we're seeing longer retention on big devices. And, you know, we still see that smaller retention on the handheld devices. But that's why it's good to have both. That's why it's great to have, you know, all different time codes when it comes to the content you're putting out there.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of different outdoor industries that are on Carbon TV, right? Like you have archery, you have gun, you have hunting, you have fishing,
cooking.
You have just, what do you see as like kind of the biggest growth industry right now for you guys?
So right now we're seeing a lot of RV, overlanding, people who just, maybe they have a home, they just don't want to be there all the time. You know, building overland vehicles, you know, the adventure side of all of this. And that crossover audience is great because most people in the hunting or fishing industries, they either have an RV or camper or a trailer, or they're planning on getting one. So that's a huge growth space for us right now. Pretty much anything that's outdoor adventure is, you know, is money. It's great.
I knew it.
It's funny. So, no, that it,
forget
it, it
this
is,
show.
It
I'm
is funny
here.
That you said that because we did a switch in our own podcast, right? We, uh-huh. we are, it used to be the Boner Planet podcast, and we did a rebrand. We did a rebranding a couple of years ago to the Outdoor Podcast.
Yeah,
and that's the exact reason is because we wanted to branch out our content. You know, archery is a very specific part of an outdoor lifestyle, and it's great. And we talk about archery all the time, and we love it. And that's the core of what we do. But we wanted the ability to talk about the other things that we love too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you said, we both have campers. We both camp all the time. We fish. We, you know, all that outdoor stuff, and the crossover, like you said, I think was worth it for us to do it as well. And we've seen some really good content, really good reviews on our content when we sort of branched out that way too.
It's one of those things where you have to, it's tricky, right? It's just tricky. Like you can play in the, like, for instance, I played a little bit with Scary Stories that were hunting related, right? I did like a segment of it and they did really, really well. Like on YouTube, they did more well than I would have ever imagined. Like bigger numbers than any like bow review I've ever done. And I'm like, wow. But then, like, I couldn't find any more stories. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't easy because you got to, like, research to find something that's interesting and make it more interesting, right? You got
to
make it
right. It's a lot of work. Yeah. To tell those stories and to actually, like, know what you're talking about and have, you know.
See, we have everybody. We never know what we're talking
about.
Nah,
it's awesome.
No. But that's why people love you guys, I'm sure. Yeah. You know, just keep doing what you're talking about. You don't have to know what you're talking about.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
We really every day I wake up, I really have no plan. I mean, that's
we just roll. We like doing it.
Yeah.
It's better that way anyway. Yeah.
So have you noticed a big difference in listenership since you rebranded?
Yeah, I think so, actually. I mean, for the most part, I think a lot of it has to do with just the topics, you know, because we had moved into more camping-oriented conversation for a lot of the things we're doing. And I think personally, I mean, there's a lot more of those people because they're not hunters. They're just like want to be outdoors people, you know, and do that type of, you know, on the go. So we started incorporating some of those guests that were RVers and people who were, remember the one couple, the Juries or the Jergies?
Yeah.
And they're real popular people. And like they, you know, they came on the show. And so that was cool. Like stuff like that.
We had a company on last season because what was funny about what you said is they were an overland company. They took trailers, like regular trailers you buy off the street, right? Enclosed trailers, and they redid them to be off-road, hunting ready, you know, full setup type of thing. And I think that was the best episode that we have ever done.
Yeah.
Interested in that, right? I mean,
it's
all about, it's kind of that, like, I haven't heard this before and I want to hear it now, right? It's keeping it new. And that's always the challenge, is keeping the conversations new with new content.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so we've definitely seen an uptick, you know, with that type of contact with our podcast, which is really where we focus that content as the podcast portion of what we do. You know, by far though, over the last couple of years, I want to say TikTok has blown up in a big way for us, for our archery.
It really helps us all when you go on TikTok and say, hey, go vote for us on the Carbon TV, right? It helps you as well then, because those people start coming in from nowhere. So these are some of the areas where I feel like it's good fire for all of us, right? Like to try to, you know, get people to recognize there's Carbon TV that don't maybe haven't seen it. And then they go over there and we're like, oh, well, you can watch the full episode there, you know, if you want to see it. And people that, you know, and I love it. I love Carbon TV because I put it on my TV and I can just watch stuff and it's great. You know, it's easy. And I don't have to pay for it extra money a month, which the other networks you have to pay for. So I just, like, this is over.
So keep it rolling, Jules.
Yeah, I was going to say, spoiler alert, we're going to keep it free. We're not going to ever charge people to watch it. So. Awesome. So no problem there.
It also means we don't get paid. So this is ridiculous. I want a check. I'm just kidding.
I don't get paid
one
either.
Thing
so
I've
I'm just doing this
you,
as a hobby.
You always have some huge project in the works.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
So give me your huge secret project that you're working on.
A big secret project that we're working on.
You always have something in the works.
Wow, nothing like putting me on the spot, huh?
You're right.
Now I'm trying to think of something. I'm just going to make something up, and then it's going to be all over the place that we're doing.
I hope it's another Carbon TV producer's dinner, because that was
Wasn't that fun? That was so nice.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we will do another one of those. That is on Autumn's shoulders because she is the planner, you know, at the business. If we relied on me to plan that dinner, it, you wouldn't enjoy it at all. It would be no good.
So, like, where do you guys want to go to dinner?
Yeah. Yeah. Where are we going? The day of. Yeah, I do want to do another one of those. I think it's so nice to get together with the producers and also for you guys. It was so fun. And, you know, for people to get to meet the staff at Carbon, I work with the greatest people. You know, my teams are, they're smarter than I am, and they're just amazing to work with. And so it's really nice for the producers to get to interact with them, you know, the people behind the scenes. I mean, you get to, you know, people know me and they talk to me all the time, but nobody really knows, you know, who's doing the real work every day at Carbon. So I do want to do another one of those, but you know what I'm thinking of doing instead of like how we did the last one, maybe at ATA or one of the shows, you know, just have a big night where we rent out a place and have a big dinner for everyone or something. So that way everyone's kind of all in one place, you know, anyways. So
yeah. You should do, you know, instead of that, why don't we just do a Carbon TV Halloween bash? So we can all dress up, everybody guesses who's who.
That's fun.
Everyone has to dress as a different producer.
We can do those Halloween like dances. Like, oh.
Yeah. That's a fantastic idea. Tell Autumn. Autumn's in charge.
Any short-sighted spy in the field can provide you with images. Only the Moultrie Edge 2 cell cams provide tactical reconnaissance. High-resolution photos and videos paired with detailed intel of where game is most active. Built for simplicity, just turn on your Edge 2 cell cam and it will auto-connect to one of the four major cellular networks, while our easy-to-use app arms you with game plan so you can determine where and when to hunt. Don't just capture images. Gather intelligence.
The most advanced range-finding bow sight is now even better. Introducing the Oracle 2 from Burris. Based on customer feedback, we improved the pin brightness control, refined the LRF adjustment system, and brightened the aiming ring. There's still no glass to scratch, fog, glare, or break, and the fail-safe 20-yard pin has your back no matter what. At the push of a button, you instantly get the yardage to target. Extend your ethical distance with the Oracle 2 from Burris. Burris.
But Easton match grade shafts undergo a far more meticulous straightness check with razor tolerance at both ends, the center, and the critical quarter locations. Discover the ultimate in precision and made in USA quality. Visit your authorized Easton dealer and pick up your Easton match grade Pro Shop Series arrows today.
Established in a small town in Kentucky in 1981, a company that produces quality products that archers have come to rely on. I started shooting with a Scott release and have passed the tradition on. As I've aged, the company I started with continues to innovate and produce the premium products it always has. My dad always told me, never forget where you came from. Well, I haven't. Shoot with confidence. Shoot a Scott.
What does it mean to be unrivaled? To be unrivaled isn't about winning a trophy. It's about putting in the hours that nobody else sees. To be unrivaled isn't just a choice, it's a lifestyle. It's to push yourself to be your best day in and day out. Gas Bowstrings. Be unrivaled.
For more than 20 years, Trophy Ridge has developed tools that bow hunters trust and continue to lead the way in bow hunting innovation. Our field-proven products dish out dirt naps all over the world. We've manufactured and sold millions of products along the way, each one strategically designed to give you a distinct advantage in the field. From the backyard and competitive courses, to the backcountry and Midwest cornfields, our products remain lethal, accurate, and continue to help you react to the situation at hand. Trophy Ridge accessories give you confidence, regardless of the situation. Our sights, rest, stabilizers, quivers, and releases set you up to be successful season after season. There are plenty of factors to think about on the hunt. Your gear shouldn't be one of them. We're Trophy Ridge, and we build the tools that bow hunters trust.
We are outdoors people, boating, fishing, hunting, and we are coffee lovers. My husband and I, we met at a coffee shop about 20 years back. So we've grown to love different blends, different beans, and different types of coffee. And throughout our time together, we decided that we wanted to create something for ourselves. So that's where this all came into play. And it's not just an outdoorsman, it's women, men, children. It's the community that come in here and they like it. They sit down at our cafe. They might have a venison hot dog, a cold brew coffee, and they enjoy their time here.
I don't get to make those decisions. It's all on her.
Why does she hear an email with our ideas? Yeah. I'm sure she'd be so happy.
Oh yeah, she'll be thrilled.
We feel like more power to do whatever we want. Let's do this.
Right. Just start off the email by saying Jules said that you're going to do this.
By the way, you can just take care of yourself.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah, but as far as other big projects, I mean, honestly, you know, in years past, I know I get to talk to you guys at least once a year and kind of fill you in on everything. We always have something going on. You know, one year it was, you know, Carbon Unwind, the sleep and meditation app, which is still out there. It's still doing well. We actually ended up licensing out that content library to other companies that didn't have a lot of content. So that was kind of cool. People all over the world can still access that and listen to it. There's always something cool and different that we're doing. This year has been more, you know, heads down, make sure that, you know, we're kind of building the back end of the platform. So One really cool thing is all of our producers will notice that there are updates coming out, new features on a lot of the different endpoints. So for the producers, I know that we added like in the producer portal where you can link back to your sponsors, you can add affiliate links, because we want all of our producers' sponsors to feel loved. We want that those relationships to be healthy. And I feel like it is, you know, our responsibility to help out with those partnerships. So features like that, I know that I just had a meeting with our dev team and they're doing a lot of updates to like continue watching favorites lists. So if somebody's in, like, say you're watching on Roku on your TV or something, you can go in and choose like, oh, these are shows I want to watch. Maybe I just don't have time right now. And you can add them to your favorites. You can rearrange things. So a lot of stuff like that is going to be coming out, or some of it might have already launched. I'm not really on top of it, but yeah, a lot of stuff that's more feature based instead of, you know, starting new projects, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. It's always important to revisit the client experience, if you will, the customer experience, and what they want, right? Because at the end of the day, without them, you or I or Dave or Bowen or Planet or Outdoor Podcast doesn't exist.
Right. So, yeah.
Fan base and all about the viewership. So
absolutely. You know, it's our job to make sure that people want to come back and continue watching, so we're not annoying to them, so that the features work, so that we're not, you know, messing something up and making it unattractive, you know, and also making it easy. So if somebody goes to Carbon, we want to make sure that they're able to find the content they're looking for really easily. Within a few clicks, you know, we don't need them to be searching around constantly trying to, like, oh, I don't know what to watch. So yeah, we've been focused on that a lot this year.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow. I love it.
That's it.
That's it. You guys were just trying to figure out what our new secret project is. That's what this was.
Know, trying to figure out.
We know you have something. That's the thing.
We probably do.
You always.
We probably do. I'm probably just not allowed to talk about it yet.
We need Autumn on here.
Fair enough.
To spill the gut.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
We had to ask. You know.
Yeah, but it has been a good year. It's, you know, personally and professionally, it's just been awesome. Hey, Kaiser. No, sorry, my dog is growling in the background.
It's Dave's feet.
I thought it was my stomach at first.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, my dog Kaiser, he just got in a fight with a bear a couple of days ago. So
wow.
A little wounded. So he's laying here next to me. And
wow, that's so crazy. Grumpy.
Yeah. So yeah. But yeah, it's been a good year. Personally, professionally, everything with Carbon is great. The team is good. A lot of new shows. I think Autumn is actually trying to slow down on bringing new shows on because we're just overwhelmed.
Selected now. Now you guys can, you know, since you got well enough, you can be like, get out of here, you suck. Who we cutting first?
Oh, I love it.
Well, Jules, no way.
We always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I know it's hard to get together throughout the year and you know, touch base on where you guys are at. Love the platform. We've been, you know, obviously on it for many years now.
Yes.
Great success story for us. And you guys just keep on rolling. So we love to see it. So thank you for spending the time with us. And we will hook up again soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. You have been with us forever. And I love the rebrand, honestly. I think it's super cool. And just
like
has
the bear
been
or you like the moose?
What's that? Do I like the bear or the moose?
Yeah, which one do you like?
Kind of like the bear.
Oh,
gosh. Is that a good answer?
No, not for me.
Actually,
no.
It is the year of the bear. We agreed on
it
that
is the
earlier.
Year of the bear.
So
we started off with moose last year. I couldn't stand the bear.
I love
it.
Because
it looks so angry. Like, and it's not. It looks like it's holding guns, too. Like it's going to shoot you and bite your head off.
Yeah,
but
so it's angry
not,
and armed.
Like ripping
yeah.
the logo.
Yeah.
Ribbon, and I never, you know, Dave loved it. I hated it.
So basically,
that's why we went with both.
When we deal with hunters, we use that one. When we deal with RVers, we use that one.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. See,
yeah. If you're a comm person, it doesn't like hunting, we use
it. It's kind of like me and Dave. Like, that's me. That's
yeah.
Dave.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty aggressive. Yeah. Most of the time.
I love it. We could Photoshop your faces onto those real easily. You know, it's not a terrible idea.
I bet you AI will do that. Nowadays.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Awesome. Awesome, Jules. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We'll get you on again soon, and it's great to catch up with you. Thank you.
Great. Yeah.
Hey,
great.
We'll wait for a Halloween invite.
Okay, so we're gonna figure out this whole Halloween thing or a dinner thing, and you'll be the first ones to get the invite.
I love it.
Okay. Thank you for tuning into the show today. We hope you had a good time. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and like button where you can. You can find us all over every platform. And don't forget to join our membership programs. Have a lot of fun with the community here and have a chance to win some really cool products. We'll see you soon.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.